It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, how's it going today?
It is going just terrific. After the days that we had earlier this week of cool wind from the east, cool temperatures, and a certain amount of rain, yes, it's nice to have clear skies and sunlight this morning. Quite a remarkable period of time so far because of the heat that we had early in the month. Certainly didn't notice it earlier this week. But because of that, the average temperature for May up until now is just a little bit above normal. That can still change. We got a week to go yet, so it could still change. Precipitation-wise, though, we are less than normal. Now, this has changed somewhat. We did get precipitation. We did get about a half inch of rain, and it does make a difference. But May is the beginning of our rainy season. And yes, it could still be happening a lot more, and certainly as we get more into June. The days continue to get longer. We are now more than 15 hours of daylight. We are less than a month from the solstice. The summer solstice, which is the longest daylight of the year, 15 hours and 52 minutes. We don't quite ever reach 16 hours, but we're over 15 hours right now. And of course, what does that mean? That means we have plenty of migration going on. And it was just a remarkable week to see migrants. I had a chance to get out and do plenty of walking in the woods, plenty of walking in wetlands and along lakeshore and so forth. And I had a huge long list of migrants that I saw, but I'll just break it down into different groups. I saw vireos, thrushes, flycatchers, hummingbirds, wrens, sparrows, grosbeak, oriole, blackbirds, the scarlet tanager, and lots and lots and lots of warblers. Warblers, this is warbler time, and warblers are an interesting group of birds. There are about 50 different kinds of warblers found in North America. Of those, about half of them, 26, can be found every spring in our immediate area. And they are small birds. Many of them are quite colorful, but they're small. The name warbler makes it sound like they'll do a lot of singing, and so some of them will. But for the most part, no, it's going to be looking for colors. The other thing is they are feeding on insects, and insects don't sit around too much. They keep moving, and therefore the warblers keep moving. They're small birds, 5 to 6 inches, and they can be kind of frustrating to see. But if you have a chance to get a place where you can see them, and with a pair of binoculars, it's really worth it. I had some remarkable times this week. We had that cold wind from the east. Well, I located a spot where it was sheltered from that wind, and the warblers also located that spot. And without moving at all, I was able to see 15 kinds of warblers. This continued into the next couple of days, and now I try to see all 26 kind every year. That's not that hard to do if you're willing to do some travel and, you got friends who can point them out for you and so forth. But I try to do it on my own without even leaving home. And so far, I have seen 20 kinds. So, wow, just really a remarkable time, and it's going to continue. We have some migrants that still haven't shown up, but they will be showing up now with the weather being as is. Also of note, this is the time when the deer fawn, the babies, are born. I have not yet seen any, but I expect that I will be soon. It's also the time where we're going to have a change in the frogs. The frogs that have been calling so far, the early spring ones. Now we get into the late spring ones, gray tree frog and American toad. And I was doing some traveling in the past week, and I heard both of them. But here at home, no, I haven't yet heard them. I expect with the weather warming, we are going to hear gray tree frogs first. Gray tree frogs are interesting. They call from the trees. They spend winter underneath the leaves and so forth on the ground. Then they wake up and they'll do some calling in the trees. Then they go down to the water where they will breed. So they are a terrestrial. They are a critter that lives on land but breeds in water. The American toad is quite a bit the same way. They live almost 100% on land, but they go to the water to breed. Meanwhile, we got just the opposite going on with turtles. Turtles live in water, but when it comes to having their babies, their eggs, they climb up on land. I don't think we're going to see that yet here in late May, but we certainly will be seeing it in early June. Also of note, we're going to be seeing more butterflies. The little tiny blue spring azures have been out. The larger ones, the tiger swallowtails, I have not seen here. I did see them when I was traveling. And it's not too early to possibly see a monarch, though the monarchs usually don't show up until about the 1st of June. Dragonflies, there are more kinds of dragonflies starting to show up. And, of course, when we get to late May, another insect of note is the mosquitoes. Mosquitoes right now, thanks to the cooler weather that we had this week, mosquitoes have been virtually zero. However, I expect with the warmer weather, we're going to be dealing with mosquitoes quite a lot, and maybe even their friends, the black flies. The trees are really stealing the show. They are just amazing. Beginning this month is so terrific. We started off the month, trees were bare, and then they started to leaf out with some small trees. Number one was a little shrubby tree called elderberry. It's the first one to open its leaves. That's followed by a few others, including a quaking aspen. Then as we go through the month, more and more trees will start opening their leaves. Now, where I sit right now and look around, I see oak and maple and basswood and birch, all of them with leaves, though the leaves are not fully developed yet. It's kind of interesting, but some of the last ones to develop their leaves are the large trees like the oaks. But the very last ones are a trio. There are three trees out here, black ash, sumac, and big tooth aspen, that have just barely started forming their leaves. And it's interesting, while the quaking aspen is one of the first, the big tooth aspen is one of the last. Also among the trees, we have some other things that are going on. Some of them, the seeds are forming. A couple weeks ago, I talked a lot about the flowers of the red maples. Well, those flowers have now developed into seeds. The seeds of red maples, like most maples, are called samaras, and we call them the helicopter things that fall off from them. Right now, they're getting ripe. In addition to that, the seeds are developing in aspen and willows, and the seeds are developed and covered by a fluffy growth that allows them to drift in the wind. And this drifting of the fluff is just starting to happen. We will see it a lot more in this next week, and sometimes it is referred to as warm weather snowstorm because there's so much of it. The other thing going on in trees is that the beginning of the new growth is happening. If you have evergreen trees around your place, take a look at the tip of the branches and you'll see a different color green growing. That is the new growth of the season, and it will continue over for the next couple of weeks, sometimes referred to as candles. In addition to that, the trees continue to put on show. This is a time when many trees are blossoming. It started out with wild plum. Then it increased to juneberry and pincherry and elderberry and crabapple. These are all in bloom right now. The apple trees, the domestic apple trees, are starting to bloom, as well as lilac. I've been seeing lilac in the last couple of days. So the trees put on quite a show of blossoming. Meanwhile, down on the forest floor, it is incredibly good. It's amazing. We have in May, we have the earlier in the month, we have the wildflowers that need sunlight. And they take off and they grow real fast. And some of these are trout lilies and spring beauties, bloodroot, and trilliums, and so forth. Well, as the season progresses, there's another group of wildflowers that can handle the shade-tolerant ones, and they start to grow and start to flower. Well, right now, we are at a time where we still have some of the earlier ones in bloom, and we have some of the new ones that are also starting to bloom, and we are at a time when the large flower trilliums, the big white blossom large flower trilliums, are at their peak. they're just incredible. You can go so many places around here, and without even getting out of the car, just look along the roadside, and you can see large numbers of trilliums. The trilliums are in bloom right now. There is a large flower trillium, and then there's another one that is known as the nodding trillium that has a much smaller flower, and that's starting to bloom right now, too. As well as that, if that's not enough on the forest floor is just lush right now with all these plants, but there's also many kinds of ferns that are out there as well. We notice one thing else as we get to this time. This is the time when we start our lawn mowing season, so that's going on as well. And finally, yes, anytime we have an increase in insects, we're going to have an increase of spiders. I was noticing on my walks recently that, yes, some of the spider webs are starting to form, and we're going to see plenty more of those. So, yeah, wow. Welcome to the last week of May. Keep your eyes open. Going to be a lot of terrific things to see. And I'm sure things will look a lot different by the next time we talk. Have a good one. Take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. Really appreciate the time. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.